We turn south now to Georgia, where Congresswoman-elect Carolyn Bordeaux turned Georgia's 7th congressional district from red to blue. Bordeaux originally ran for the seat back in 2018, but lost to Republican incumbent Rob Woodall by 433 votes. Woodall ended up retiring, and Bordeaux won this open seat in Atlanta's fast-growing suburbs. Of course, Georgia will continue to be in the political spotlight as both Senate races there are headed to runoffs in January. I started out by asking Congresswoman-elect Bordeaux to describe her district.
This is a very diverse district. It's the northeastern suburbs of Atlanta. It is very rapidly changing. Gwinnett and Forsyth, the two counties in the district, are some of the most rapidly growing counties in the country and have been for several decades. So Gwinnett, which is the anchor county, has gone from 90,000 in the 1970s to over 1 million people today. And so people, it's a very new community. It's heavily college educated. My mother used to call neighborhoods like this hatcheries. This is where people come to raise their children. And they come from all over the country and all over the world.
So as you were campaigning, which I know for many candidates, it was challenging trying to campaign in a time of COVID. But talk to us about the issues that you focused on, what people were talking to you about, and whether or not there was a disconnect between what you heard from voters and what you were seeing in the national conversation.
COVID was just one of the dominant issues. I have an 8-year-old son. He is at home being digitally schooled. Over half of the children in my district are at home. So that was a huge issue. Many of our businesses are just struggling right now because of COVID. And the frustration with our national response was very present. We are also, the CDC is not in my district, but a number of the employees, people who work there, live in this district. And so just a lot of concern about how the state and how the national government was handling the coronavirus crisis. And that was a really central issue we ran on, that we need to get this under control, we need to get our economy back on its feet, and we need to get our children back in school.
Now, I realize you have not come up to Washington yet, you haven't been sworn in yet, and you probably don't know all the members of your new caucus, Democratic caucus, but I'm sure you've seen some of the news reports that, you know, there are tensions that are bubbling and coming out publicly between some of the more progressive members of the caucus and those who sit in districts like yours that were once Republican. And the tensions really stemming over the agenda going forward. Specifically, we heard some complaints from other Democrats running in districts that look somewhat like yours, that issues like the defund the police or Green New Deal or Medicare for All were really problematic for those Democrats. I'd like to get your point of view on that. I know just in going through ads that were run in your district, there was at least one that came after you for supporting the Black Lives Matter protests and alleged that you were anti-police, anti-law and order. Talk to me about how those issues played out in your race, in your district, and how you think they will continue to, you know, be part of the conversation as you come up to Washington.
I tell folks I'm here to take a passionate stand for moderation and common sense and getting the job done for people. So if you look at the message we talked about, which came from hundreds of community meetings, my background is in working in the state budget office, and I was a key player in helping bring both parties together to balance the budget during the Great Recession. And that was central, that I had worked with both parties to solve problems in a crisis, and that we needed to bring those same skills and that same engagement to dealing with COVID and to dealing with the healthcare crisis. So I think we are called to just talk to people, to explain that we are listening carefully to what they need and that we are here to be an advocate on their behalf to fix a lot of the very pressing problems that we are facing in this district as a state and as a country.
Realistically, how does this work given how narrow the margins are and that there doesn't seem to be a lot of incentive for folks to compromise. In other words, the people who are compromising didn't necessarily get reelected, and the people who aren't compromising do win.
We have become very polarized, and it is grounded both in, I think, how we talk to one another, but also in some structural features of our democracy. And one of the things that I strongly favor is nonpartisan redistricting. This is a district that favors that kind of moderation. I would be in little town halls or group settings, and several times I remember people commenting, "Ah, you're so refreshingly moderate." And so I, you know, that's the one of the wonderful things about this district. It is diverse, but it is really people who are grounded in just wanting common sense solutions. They want to end surprise billing. They want their prescription medications to be affordable. They want affordable health insurance. And all of that, you know, is very much a part of my platform. I am concerned about how deeply polarized we have become, and, you know, we'll lean in to trying to bring people together to solve problems. But it may take us a little while to work through this period of really deep division.
Well, and it's on things that theoretically shouldn't be, we shouldn't be divided on, basically whether our elections are being administered in a fair way. I mean, what did you think when you saw that every member of the Republican delegation in your state signed on to a letter to the Secretary of State basically saying that there's fraud and that they basically don't trust what has come out of the process that, you know, happened on November 3rd?
It is just very damaging and very divisive, and it's not grounded in anything that is evident. And it's wild because we actually have the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and the public radio station here just saying these are absolutely baseless claims. And these are reporters who are very fair and nonpartisan, and they keep talking about these are just baseless claims. And it has become clear that our delegation is taking its cues from Trump. And he just continues to be this extraordinarily divisive figure in this country.
How do you get back? I mean, you theoretically, you know, these are folks you're going to want to work with in your delegation to help the state. When do you think that you're starting off, though, on a really bad footing if you know, if they're actually questioning the integrity of a process where even the Republicans who are in charge of the election system in the state are saying there's nothing to this?
I know. It's really a tough situation. I hope we can get to a point where we can come together around what people of the state need. And I look forward to working with groups that are good middlemen in this kind of dialogue. You know, the chambers of commerce, the business community, often is a good bridge to bringing people together because we do have problems we actually need to solve. And one of the things I talked about when I ran in this race was that our elected officials, you know, in this district seem to have lost their line of sight to the people of this district. And we have 120,000 people without health insurance. We pay extortionary rates in Georgia for health insurance in such that, you know, even sort of upper middle class families, people making over $100,000 a year, can't afford health insurance in this state. And these are real problems, and we need to bring people together. There needs to be accountability for that, too. The voters need to hold their elected officials accountable for actually solving the problems. And, we're going to work on that.
Well, Congresswoman-elect, congratulations. I hope you get a little bit of sleep before you have to jump into all of this. But
thank you.
Yeah, we will see you when you're up here.
Okay. Look forward to it. Thanks so much.
Carolyn Bordeaux is the representative-elect for Georgia's 7th Congressional District.